Dock workers from Boston all the way to Houston could strike as early as Tuesday. A major disruption for billions of dollars worth of goods coming in from around the world. NPR's Andrea Hsu covers labor and joins us now. Welcome.
Good morning.
Let's get this out of the way first, because it's probably the first question in people's heads. If there is a strike, are we going to have problems getting our stuff like we did in the pandemic?
Right. Well, probably not immediately. The East Coast and Gulf Coast ports, they do handle close to half of U.S. imports, you know, including things like European olive oil and wine and also medications, parts for various things, vehicles, and even stuff coming from Asia, like clothes and toys for the holidays, Aisha. But many companies saw this strike looming and decided to ship stuff early, and some stuff is being diverted to West Coast ports. So no doubt any strike will be disruptive, but where we as the average consumer might start to feel something is if a strike drags on for too long.
So how did things get to this point?
Well, the union representing the dock workers have a 6-year contract with the shipping companies and the port operators, and that contract expires tomorrow. And talks to get to a new contract have been really contentious. And in fact, while the two sides have had some communication in recent weeks, they actually haven't met face-to-face since June.
What's the biggest sticking point here?
Well, wages are a huge sticking point. The contract that's expiring was negotiated well before the pandemic, well before inflation hit everyone's pocketbooks. In that contract, Aisha, dock worker wages grew by 11.5% over 6 years, which was kind of typical at the time. But the shipping industry, you'll remember, went gangbusters during the pandemic when Americans were buying all sorts of things. And the dock workers union now feels really bitter about their workers only getting these very incremental raises through such a hard time. Harold Daggett, the president of the dock workers union, spoke about this in a video posted by the union.
My men had to go to work on those piers every single day when everybody stayed home and went to work. Not my men. They died out there with the virus. We all got sick with the virus. We kept them going.
Now, the shipping industry has offered what they're calling industry-leading wage increases, but the union says it's not nearly enough. You know, these jobs at the ports have traditionally been some of the highest paid blue-collar jobs in the country, and the union wants to keep it that way.
Wages are one of the bones of contention here. What are some of the others?
So really, the other big thing is automation. Around the world, and even at West Coast ports like the Port of LA, the work of unloading and loading those colorful shipping containers is increasingly being done by robots. Now, the shipping companies have offered to keep the same pretty restrictive language around technology that's in the current contract, but the union has major concerns, especially because all of the shipping companies and most of the port operators are foreign-owned companies, and the suggestion being they're not looking out for American workers.
Has the White House said anything given the possible impact on the economy?
You know, all sorts of business groups and House Republicans have urged President Biden to intervene. He does have the power to call for a cooling off period, which would essentially block a strike for now. But the White House says Biden has no intention of doing that. The administration has been trying to get the two sides back to the table to work things out. But if they don't by Monday night, this could end up being a very tricky situation for the president.
NPR's labor and workplace correspondent, Andrea Hsu, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Aisha.